Okay, we're continuing in the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Hames Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Dalet. In the middle, we're talking about the ledges over the windows. Let me just get the place here. Yud Zayin, the middle of Dalet. I believe it's the third section.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the picture here. With the three different ledges. Exactly, that picture. Okay, we've done a few halachs with ledges, and it's just really just a review of what's been done. It's just putting it in terms of ledges next to a house as opposed to over a window. So, the next one. Yesh b'chol echad mehem poseif tefach. Let's say each ledge protrudes out from the wall, a tefach. Ve'em b'nehem poseif tefach. But between the two of them, there is no tefach space between the two of them. So therefore, between one and the other, there's a tumah ritzutza.
Right.
Okay, it's not going to block between one and the other. So the lower one clearly has a tefach from it to the ground. The higher one, it just goes all the way to the sky. But in between, there's no tefach in between. So now let's look at all three scenarios. Okay, so let's start with case one. If there's tuma under the bottom one, since it protrudes a tefach, it definitely is an ohel, disperses what's below, but blocks it from going up. So tachtov bilvad tome. Only what's below it is tome. And doesn't go any further, because it's blocked it. Good. Next. Hoysa beinayim. If the tuma is in between the two ledges that are going out, or for that matter, o al gabi ha'elyon, over the upper one, then all we can say is keneged hatuma ad l'rakia tame. Opposite the tuma, go straight through. Why? In the middle case, even though the tuma is in between the two ledges, but since the two ledges are less than a tefach between them, that's a tuma ritzutza. The tuma does not go down because the bottom ledge is a tefach out, so it blocks the tuma from going down, and the tuma just goes straight through the second ledge. Third case is even more obvious. It's on top of the ledge. The top ledge, since it has a tefach across, doesn't allow the tumah to go down, and the tumah just goes straight out. So that's if the ledge was a tefach protruding, but between the two ledges, you did not have a tefach. Now we're going to the next case, which is they're not even protruding out a tefach. Okay, ein bahem poseif tefach. The ledges themselves are not protruding a tefach. So what do we already know, Mark? Already we know what? We don't have any oils.
Right.
As far as we're concerned, there's nothing protruding. It's as if nothing is protruding.
Yeah.
So once you have that, whatever else you have, it doesn't matter. Bein sheish b'nehem poseif tefach. Doesn't matter if in between the two ledges there is a tefach. Ubein sheish b'nehem poseif tefach. There's not a tefach between them. Bein shame atuma tachas atachton. Doesn't matter if the tuma was under the bottom one, obeinem or between them, all gavim or the top one. There's no ohels going in any direction, and therefore one straight rule: tuma bokas vaola bokas fioredes. The tuma, it's as if there's nothing there. It goes straight up. It goes straight down. Sharehi ritzutza. It's another example of tuma ritzutza. Tuma ritzutza is not only if there isn't a tefach of space. It's also if there isn't a tefach covering it. That also makes it tuma ritzutza. So we've gone through all the possible scenarios. The next halach is saying everything is true with a ledge is also true with a cloth material barrier. V'chein shtei yirios. Instead of having ledges in all the cases in halacha, let's just say it's a sheet that's taut and it's a cross. But let's say canopy ledges, like of material. She'ein gavos min ha'aretz, if they're up above the ground, poseach tefach su al gabei zu, if they're one on top of it with a tefach across, they have the same status as ledges. It's just saying a ledge can be made out of material, no different than made out of wood or anything else. He's just saying everything would apply if it was made out of material, and it's the same factors. Okay, now the last case is a little bit of a tricky case, which I would have no idea what it was saying without this picture. Without the picture, I would totally not get it. Okay, it's not really hard. You just have to figure out what's the chiddush over here. So if you see the picture over here, we're dealing with planks. So they're going to be called kalim. Now you see there's one, two, three, four planks, one separate planks, one on top of the other. You've got tuma inside. You got planks, separate planks to the right and to the left. More planks on top. So really, on the one hand, it would look like tuma ritzutza. Why does it look like tuma ritzutza? Because it's totally submerged with stuff around it. There's no space going anywhere.
Is that tefach?
No. No tefach anywhere. Right? What's the chiddush here? What he's going to say is that since they're separate, this as opposed to, if this were in, let's say, one block of one big item, then we could say it's tumah ritzutza, but it's many different items. You've got, now this could be cloth, this could be wood, but you see there's one, two, three, four things under the tumah, mm-hmm. right? Separate things under the tumah, separate things on top. So let's take this slow. Kelim o begadim, utensils or garments. So that little line could be a keli, could be a beged, whatever. Olucha shalates, or just boards of wood. Sheminuchim zeh al gabi zeh, one resting on top of another. V'tuma ritzutza beinayim. What do you mean beinayim? Because then you got boards going up, past, on top. Totally boards all over the place. There ain't no tefach there. You could on any level you could say there's no tefach. Okay, so v'tuma ritzutza beinayim. Here's the point. Here's the chiddush. If the bottom part, let's say, was a rock. If those four boards was one board, okay, or better yet, the ground itself, then you'd say it's tuma ritzutza. But imhoisa tuma gvoa min arseva, if the tuma, not with counting the boards, if the tuma is one tefach higher than the ground, even though it's not a tefach of space between it and the ground. But as long as it's a tefach off the ground, that's the chiddush. So therefore, that will make it an ohel to the ground. And we're going to say now that it is not going to be a complete tumah ritzutza. Harei kli shaleha milamala, the kli that's on top of the four boards, ma'ahil, creates an ohel, a chalal ha-tefach, on the space of tefach, even though it's filled in a space, but the chiddush is that as long as it's not one block, but it's four different items, so it's considered, we consider the space from the ground to the tumah as a tefach, and therefore it's not considered a tumah ritzutza in that aspect. We look at it as if there's a tefach of space, so to speak, l'chol ha-kelim shetachtav, to all the kelim that are underneath. Now, once they become tamei, so then the things that makes the things on top of them tamei, it will also make the board on top tamei, because now that will be an ohel for it. That board that goes over the tuma, we consider the boards underneath as like an empty space, so that becomes the top of the ohel, and it blocks the tuma from going to the next two boards on top, and renders them not tamei.
So if you were lying on the ground, then the tuma would go to the sky?
If what was lying
if
on the ground?
If he were lying on the ground.
Who's he, the corpse?
Yeah.
And there weren't those four things?
Yeah.
If there weren't those four things, it was tuma ritzutza,
the tuma would go to the sky.
And it goes straight through. But the fact that the four boards are separate entities, that creates the tefach, that creates the tuma ritzutza. Okay?
I know we'll deal with it later on, but I don't understand about boards, that they're a kli. A board is a kli.
Yeah, it's a kli.
But we use planks on top of a sukkah.
But still, it could be used as a kli. It could be used as a kli to be makabel tuma. Mm-hmm. Right? Now here's another chiddush. What if hoya tavlio shel tayish? What if in a shayish? What if instead of boards they were tiles of marble? And tiles of marble really comes from the ground. It is earth. Safilo gavos meres elef amah. Let's say you had 1,000 tiles, and it's 1,000 amas off the ground. We're going to say it's tuma ritzutza. Tuma bokas va'ola bokas v'yeres. The tuma goes up, it goes down. Why? Because something about marble. Mipnei sheim kakarka. They have a status of earth. So since it's like earth, it's connected to the earth, and it's considered like the earth is going all the way to the top. But boards are not bottled to the karka. Therefore, the higher one is already a tefach off the ground, and therefore it enables it to be an oel, and it is not considered tumah ritzutza. Okay. Now we move on to halacha hey. Very interesting halacha hey. Okay, I got the picture. Now, normally, if let's say you have two boards. Here, let's say this is a board, this is a board. And I put the boards together like this. And I got tumah under one board. Well, since the two boards are connected, they would make one large ohel, and tumah would spread through the two boards. Now we're dealing with a case where the two planks or whatever are very connected in a very minimal way. So even though theoretically they are connected, and there's one long connection from one end to the other, the Rambam is going to teach us that they're not considered connected enough to be one ohel for tumah, as the picture shows you. Luchos shaleitz, boards of wood, okay, sheheinoga zeba zeba karnosem, that are touching each other by their edges. So it's like two diamonds, so to speak, let's say two squares, are touching at their extreme corners. So the only area that they're connected to is just that one little connecting point at the two points. So now, v'hein gavos min ha'aretz tefach, and even if they are off the ground at tefach, so each one is its own ohel. On its own, each one is an ohel. V'tumah tachas achzman, there's tumah under one of them. So now, what's going to be the status of utensils under the other one? Are they connected or not? So Rambam says, kelim shetachas hashniyah tahoirim, the kelim under the second one are tahar. Why? Because here's the rule. V'she'ena nogas b'chavirta b'poseach tefach. It's not touching the other one the extent of a tefach. That's the rule. When you have two different ohalim, they have to be connected one tefach. As we have many halachas, we're learning the whole chapter. For the ledge to extend the house, it has to go a tefach out of the house, or less, or something like that. So if they're not connected jointly, one tefach to each other, they're looked at two separate items. Okay, so now, it's going to get interesting now. V'hanogea. So therefore, the utensil under the second plank is tar. Because, yeah, it's an ohel, but it's not all connected to the ohel. So it's two separate ohalim, and the one on the right doesn't have a mace underneath. Now, what happens now? But now, let's get it clear. That second plank is not considered a connection of the first tamei ohel. The second one's not given the status of a tamei ohel to be metamis below it. But on the other hand, it is a plank that's touching something that is tummy. The first plank on the left is an ohel. And what do we know the status of an ohel? The first plank on the left has a tumas ohel, because it is tummy. What's any ohel that's tummy? What's the status? The top of the ohel is tummy. It could block tumah for going beyond it, but it is tummy. So it can now transfer a tumah to the second plank. However, but that would only be if, as long as there's a mace underneath, as you have over here. Now, we've learned in previous halachas, let's say the corpse was under there, and then you took the corpse out. That top plank is tummy for 7 days, because it's the house is tummy. Now, if the corpse isn't there, and then it was touching something else, then the other thing would only transfer it a one-day tumah to the other plank. But in this case, the body is still underneath it. So now, the second plank will become tamei, not as an ohel, but as a kli that's touching another kli that's tamei, which gives it a tumah of 7 days. But it does not allow the tumah to transfer. It doesn't have enough tumah to transfer it. If it was connected by a tefach, then we say the two ohels are connected ohels. And now that's one large ohel where the tumah goes straight underneath everything. Here, the fact that they're not considered one ohel, but we can't mitigate the fact take away the fact that the left one is tummy because there's a corpse underneath it. And since the corpse is underneath it, and the one on top is tummy 7 days, so now, v'anogea b'luach sushnia, whoever would touch the right plank, kinogea b'kelim, it's like you're touching a keli, shenogu b'ol ames, that is touching an all of a mace, that is going to make it tummy 7 days. Even though the right plank is tummy 7 days, but it's not considered to give Tumas Ohel off. That's the difference.
It doesn't go up to the sky. It's just
no, it's just something that became tummy. When there's a mace underneath something, that's two things happen. It's Tumas Ohel that spreads and blocks and makes the Ohel tummy. The right one is not a tummy Ohel because it doesn't share a tefach. On the other hand, it is no worse than a kli that's touching an Ohel tummy. And a kli that's touching an Ohel tummy gets a tum of 7 days, but not as an extension as an Ohel, just as something it's touching. No different than any other kli. Let's say it wasn't a plank. It was a big bowl. The bowl will be tummy, but nothing under the bowl will be tummy as tumas Ohel, because that's not an extension of the Ohel of the first Ohel. And therefore, it has the status of something that's touching an Ohel Mos. So you touched a kli that touched an Ohel Mace. So the second kli is Tumas 7 days. And when it touches that, it's something that touched something for 7 days. Now, this is really interesting. You'd figure the next couple lines is a continuation of just what we learned. It ain't. It's jumping back to the picture we had before at the end of Halacha Daled. Remember, we had the end of Halacha Daled. We had all these planks together, and they were all, when we said that Chiddush of the Tumah, it's not Tumah Ratzutza, it's a plank off the ground. So now we're getting a little bit of a different case, but it's going back to that case, and that's what makes it a little bit tricky to follow. Next, Avol Kol Kelim Shamarnu, all of us we talk about back at the end of Halacha Daled. Okay, and we said that all the ones underneath and all the ones on the side are tummy, the plank on top is tummy, and the two above that are tar, right? So now, but that was with regular kalim, but avol kol kalim shamarnu, that shemevim es hatuma ve'enim choytzitzim. But what if they're type of utensils that don't have the, remember we said not all utensil, a plank it can be an OL and it blocks and it disperses, but we said other kalim, there are certain types of kalim that spread the tumah but don't block. So let's say you have kalim that are spreading but don't block. If you have such a kli that is on top of a mace, so kol hakenim shal gabav tmeim, then all the kalim, shal gabav tmeim, because they're going to be tummy because they're not chotzeits. In other words, if that, see, when it was a board, it's not really a complete keli. It's not a complete keli. That's a receptacle keli. It's makabel tumah. It's not a keli. Here we're talking about keli. Remember, we learned the rules that they disperse, but they don't block. So that black mark on the top, that's a U, whatever you want to call it, that's a kli, because it's a receptacle. Since it's a receptacle, it disperses, but doesn't block. So what's going to happen? So although we learned in the halacha for the end of Daled, since it was just boards, the top board makes the Ohel, everything down, and blocks the things that are on top. Therefore, nothing on top for tummy at the end of Halacha Daled. But here, if it happens to be a keli, where the rule of a keli that becomes tummy is it disperses below but doesn't block above, then kol kelim shall gabav, then any utensils on top of the very dark black one is also going to be tummy because of the tumah doesn't get blocked. Right? That's why the things on top are not getting blocked. Vitumasam, and the tumah is mishum kelim hamalim ames. It's because of kelim that are an oil over a mace that don't block the tumah, as we learned back in Parakei. Therefore, the utensils on top are going to be tummy. Ve'af hakeim shal gabav she'ein keneged tumah. Even the things that are not opposite the tumah, that we think, well, if it's on, right on top of it, let's say it's tumah ritzutza, but it doesn't have to be tumah ritzutza. We say they're going to be tameh. Why are they going to be tameh? not because they're over an ohel, but mishum kelim shenoga kelim, because there's kelim that are touching a keli that's tummy with a mace underneath. So it comes out like this. The things below, the very black one, they are tummy because they all get tumas ohel, because they're all underneath a kli that spreads out the tum below. So the things below the dark black one, they're all tummy because there's an ohel going down. The things on top, it's not blocking it. So it's not blocking it. So what do we have? Well, you got it. So anything that was directly over it for sure would be tameh. But even things that are not directly over it, they're going to be tameh. But what kind of tumah do they have? They have kalim that are touching kalim of an oil like we had before. And they become tumah for 7 days. And tameh other things for 1 day. If something was directly on the board that's directly over it, then that would have a full tumah. Tumas Rish or Avatuma of being right over that would be Tame for 7 days.
But Dalit, isn't Dalit also Kalim?
No, it's just planks. It's not the status of Kalim. Oh. It's not like regular Kalim. That's the point. They're not actual Kalim.
Okay.
Like we had before, if you remembered in Halacha. Be'er Nun Hey, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Dalit talked about regular kalim, that they, we said, Ottoman kalim, remember, we said, is going to have a status that they're maybe, but they're not chaytzeitz, right? They spread out, but they don't block. And Ottoman, a kli eitz, she'enim bo'en b'mido, things like pshute klior, certain kalim are not. But if it would be like a plank of wood, then that's different status. It's different status of that. Okay, I think we're going to have to stop it only because Dalid is. Everything continues one from the other. So we got to give guys a chance who come tomorrow. They miss these ones. They miss these ones. But Dalit, even if we go one or two halachas, they're not going to be able to follow the balance of the halachas. Okay.
How is the field trip going?